Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya, Asatarasata Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Sundar, Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavarena Srila Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimalavadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Some questions?
A question from Pavan Krishna Prabhu. Why do the artists depict Krishna, his servants, his leelas, and his incarnations?
I didn't hear the... Why do the...
Artists depict...
Artists?
Yes. Depict Krishna, his servants, his leelas, and his incarnations. Does Krishna have any connection to these images? For the new practitioners, they can be misguiding or even dangerous. What level of the devotees are they mentioned for?
Well, there's this a story attributed to Srila Prabhupada that as the devotees are asking if these pictures of Krishna, if Krishna really looks like that. And he said, purportedly, that not exactly, but you'll recognize him when you see him. And there's a lecture Prabhupada was giving in the early days on 26 Second Avenue, the Greenwich Village, New York. And he's gradually learning who his audience is. Right? He is from India, he grew up in Bengal. There's a particular culture. There are always pictures of Krishna, Radha and Krishna on calendars. There's poster art, the famous Brij Basi prints, hundreds and hundreds of pictures of Krishna, Radharani, Mother Yasoda, Krishna, Gopal Krishna, many, many varieties of artist portrayals of Krishna. But Prabhupada's in America, and in this one lecture, you can tell, he says, he's making a reference. He said, so we've all seen pictures of Krishna on the calendar, the poster. And the audience is silent. And you hear Prabhupada audibly, he goes, oh. Like, he's realizing these people have never seen a picture of Krishna. Which, from a Western or outside of India perspective, people might think, well, yeah, but for him, that was like inconceivable. So these people I'm talking to, they've never seen a picture of Krishna, most if not all of them. So they don't know what I'm referring to. And many early disciples of Srila Prabhupada were artists. So he's giving them some seva, like Jadurani and others, like you could see their progress. There are, depending on how you count, you can say there's 12 primary Vishnu forms, or 24 or 64, there's a lot. Right? So Prabhupada has them, and they're in the Sanatan Shiksha, Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatan Goswami. So he has them begin by doing these four-arm Vishnu forms. And because when we joined, they adorned the walls of the different temples, you could see, like, the first one is a little crude looking, but cleverly, Prabhupada, like, do it again, because there's, 12, 24, 64, there's so many. Just the placement, shank, gada, chaka, chakra, padma, the conch shell, club, lotus, and the chakra, the wheel, according to how they're placed, is whether it's Keshava or Narayan or Vasudev, Damodar. So you see, do the same picture again, but a little different placement. And after 3, 4, 5, they start getting good at it. And then you start seeing very beautiful pictures of Vishnu. And so he employed his disciple artists in creating paintings for his books, primarily Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamritam, and the Krishna book, and some others, but mostly there. But we have to say, remind ourselves, it is, an artist's imagination. It's an artistic interpretation. Just as, in one sense, as we mentioned, that it's commonly understood in the publishing world that all translation is interpretation. Why you can see things spoken by Srila Guru Maharaj in his original English, and then, according to the best ability of translators, works of his in Sanskrit or Bengali, they're trying to render into English. And they don't seem to, they don't sound like Guru Maharaj. Doesn't mean that what's there is not of value. As Guru Maharaj said to me once, is anything coming through? And I said, yes. But it's not of the same quality as when he's speaking English. And the reason I mention English and not Bengali or Sanskrit, which is a given, is that he, by his own admission, says he was meant to preach in English. So he has many original expressions, like, dive deep into reality, the subjective evolution of consciousness. There are no parallels to the subjective evolution of consciousness in Sanskrit or Bengali. So even when he was giving a Bengali lecture, he would say subjective evolution in English. And one well-meaning German-speaking devotee, Swiss German, he wanted to translate that book into German, and he asked me, he showed me how he would render it in German. And I can't convey that to you at this moment, because I'm not familiar with the German language. But I told him, no, you're supposed to introduce this expression, subjective evolution, into German. It's original. And they know what is subjective. Everyone's heard evolution. Introduce this phrase into the German language. Don't give the German equivalent of subjective and the German equivalent of evolution. You can an explanation, but use this expression. And we see there are many languages. There's some phrase that people in other languages like to use that phrase, even though it's not their own. Speaking of German, like Weltanschauung, you know, worldview, Zeitgeist, the spirit of the times. And there are many German words, French words, Latin words, phrases, particularly in English language. But anyway, that's a side point. But on this point that translation is interpretation. So when someone hears or reads a description of Krishna, right? Like Yang Shama Sundarama Chintya Guna Swarupam. One devotee, Pranashish Prabhu, sort of mischievously in a little naughty way, when I was giving a talk at Villa Govinda in Italy, I said, are there any questions? And this is someone who's been, you know, devotee his whole adult life, but he's caught me by surprise because it's at like the Sunday feast, and he said, you know, why is Krishna blue? Like the way a child might ask. And the line from Brahma Sangita came to me, Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam. Achintya Guna would mean it's an inconceivable blue. It's not the blue of this world. Sometimes there's all, what is it, you know, Ganashyam. Right? That means like the rain clouds. Like we're in the monsoon season, and sometimes in the afternoon, you see those rain clouds, they're like this blackish, bluish gray color. Sometimes he's been compared that way, Ganashyam. But again, it's a reference point here within this world, but what really is it? Achintya Guna. So the color quality is achintya, inconceivable. The form of Krishna is inconceivable. It is substantial, but inconceivable. Because we should not interpret inconceivable as meaning abstract or beyond some perception. Like the Greek word, it's interesting, the Greek word, how is it, you know, aesthetics, aesthete. You know, what is it in Russian? It means beauty, aesthetic. There you go. Pretty close, huh? Right. But so, and it's generally taken to mean like the culture of beauty, right? An aesthete is, and you know, someone whose life is dedicated to the pursuit of the beautiful. But if we go back to the Greek, what it means, interestingly, is that which can be perceived by the senses. And here comes the interesting point. So Rupa Goswami tells us, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavyed Graham Indriye. Sri Krishna's what? Nam Adi means Nam, etc. means his name, his form, Nama Guna Rupa, Nama Rupa Guna Lila, qualities, pastimes. What are they? Talk Sri Krishna Naba. Nabhavyed Grahyam Indriya. Grahyam means like beyond the grasp of the senses. So when people hear verses, from the Upanishad saying, you know, he has no eyes, he has no ears, he has no legs, no arms, no this, no that. Yet, he can see, hear, taste, touch, smell, and feel. They think, oh, the ultimate reality is formless. That's not what it's saying. Mahaprabhu, when he is explaining to Prakasananda and others, he's saying, when it says that, it's saying he has no mundane eyes, yet he sees. And Guru Maharaj will point out, even for ourselves, if we close our eyes, we can see. Right? When you dream, your eyelids are shut, hopefully. Right? And you're seeing so many things. What are you seeing with? If your eyes, your physical eyes, the lids are closed and they're like in a, of course, we're told they're REM, they're moving around, they're doing, but it's internal seeing. So even here, we can understand that we have some capacity for seeing that is beyond physical. When we hear a poem, the poetry, a narrative, some image comes to us. But he's saying, the image of Krishna, the substantial image of Krishna, not an artist's imagination, the substantial image form of Krishna is beyond the grasp of the physical eye, mind, and intellect. Beyond your physical senses, your mental senses, your intellectual senses, if you will. And you're saying, oh, well then, what's the point? No, he's saying, no, can see with another type of seeing. As Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, you know, what does he say? Dibya rupam, but dibya chakshu, you know, divine eyes. Because he's saying, this form, what I want to show you, Arjuna, you cannot see with your material eyes. So I'm going to give you some divine vision to see that. And Guru Maharaj gives an extreme example on this point that is very perfect. He's saying that in the Kuru Sabha, where they're like right before the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna tries to effect a diplomatic solution so that to avoid war. You see, as they do in the modern world. But while the negotiation's taking place, Duryodhana realizes Krishna's everything to Arjuna. Arjuna picked Krishna over everyone. If we just apprehend Krishna now, no war, nothing, we win. So he's saying, seize him. Tells him to apprehend Krishna. And Krishna expands into 2 Krishnas, 4, 8, 16, 30. They see all these different Krishnas. And they don't know which one is the original. Well, they have to consult Rupa Goswami because he will explain Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Prakash, you know, Prabhava, Vilas. He explains all the different forms of Krishna, the ones that look identical to him, like in the Rasa Leela and the Queens of Dwarka, and then others who are essentially him but look different, like Balaram, Vishnu forms. He goes into a whole analysis of that. But they cannot understand who is the Krishna original, which one to apprehend. Then he's showing Virat Rupa, innumerable forms, innumerable worlds, everything at once. And there are so many sages in that assembly, and they start offering prayers to Krishna. And King Dhritarashtra is sitting on the throne. Remember, he's blind. And he can hear that something extraordinary is going on. Especially when these sages, they start offering prayers to Krishna on the basis of what they're seeing. You're the Param Brahmam, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, your innumerable forms and avatars are ever descending in this world to, you know, save the devotees, annihilate them. They're saying so many things. And this is awakening the curiosity within the blind king Dhritarashtra to see what they're seeing. And he knows in his heart who Krishna is, beyond all this communal strife, the internecine battle, Kauravas, Pandavas. And so Dhritarashtra says, my Lord, because he knows he's Yogeshwara and everything else. And he says, if you would be so merciful to me and remove my blindness so I can see what everyone else is seeing, that would be very generous of you. If just remove, and then I'll be blind again, but just remove my blindness so I can have a glimpse of what everyone else is seeing. And Krishna, Guru Maharaj says, if I will you to see this, then remaining blind, you'll see it. There's no need to remove your blindness. It's not that type of seeing. If I will that you will see this, you will see it. And then Guru Maharaj said, and the blind man saw. Right? So it's a question of Rupa Goswami back, Nabhavyedgriham Indriyai. So he's saying, the holy name of Krishna is beyond what the tongue can vibrate, the ear can hear. The form of Krishna is beyond what the eye can see, the mind can, and intellect can comprehend. The qualities of Krishna, inconceivable blue, inconceivable everything else. Young Shyamasundaram, his divine form of Shyamasundar, and his pastimes, they're also inconceivable. So then what are we doing? In the second half says, save on muke hi jivaro shayam eva spuratida. But if Krishna is approached in a mood of service, if the senses, the soul has senses that are activated through service, the current of service illuminates the seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, feeling of the soul. Then Krishna may consent to reveal himself. So the form of Krishna is inconceivable, but through service it may be revealed in the heart of the aspiring servitor. Still, for practical purposes in the world, artists are making pictures of Krishna, or sometimes Radha and Krishna. And sometimes we see these paintings and we wish we hadn't. You know, because they use mundane men and women to represent them. Or we'll see mentioning Bengal. In Bengal, in the calendar art, the poster art, it is the land of Ma Kali and Durga Devi. So Durga Devi has a particular way artists portray her. You know, one third eye, and she looks a particular way. And you can see when they do a picture of Radharani, it looks like Durga Devi, because they're always doing Durga Devi pictures. And Durga Devi is certainly very beautiful, but the beauty of Srimati Radharani is inconceivable. Right? So we take it as an artist's representation, not to get too literal about it. But on this point, the inconceivable beauty of Srimati Radharani, Guru Maharaj mentioned once, some Sanskritian man, pundit-like, he had darshan with Srila Saraswati Thakur, and he started quoting so many slokas praising the beauty of Lakshmi Devi. Right. And this created an internal conflict, dilemma for Srila Saraswati Thakur, because he wanted to express something about the beauty of Srimati Radharani, but he knows that should not be expressed in this world. And the man's going on. And Saraswati Thakur is deeply conflicted, but he knows he cannot express this here in this plane to the unqualified. And so Guru Maharaj said, this internal spiritual, emotional conflict became so intense that while the man is describing, Saraswati Thakur fainted out of his chair and fell onto the floor. But still, he wouldn't say. That's Sri Barsabhanavi Devi Daya Dayutaya Kripabhe. It's such an exclusive, dedicated servitor of her. But we see, if you look in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, there are a few slokas describing her beauty as only Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, as they can describe. It's there, we cannot. In the Parayan, the continuous reading, we will encounter that and feel ourselves fortunate. But it's beyond what can be conceived or expressed. We're told, in a general sense, Krishna has 64 qualities. You know, Jiva's 50, 55, executive class, Jivas, Shivas, Seva, 60, Narayan, 62, Baladev Ramachandra, 64, Krishna. It's just a manner of speaking. But then we're told Srimati Radharani has 25 of her innumerable qualities, 25 are prominent. And they're described in the Ramananda Sambhad with reference to Raghunath Das Goswami. And it's inconceivable what is expressed there. But with that in mind, if we understand Krishna, we're always telling reality, the beautiful, in the line of Guru Maharaj. Right? I say, Lavanya Saram Asamordva Ananya Siddhim Gopyastapakkim Acharanyaramusha Rupam Lavanya Saram Asamordva Ananya Siddhim Drigbi Pibanti Nusava Binavam Dharapam Ekanta Dama Yashasha Shriya Aishwaryasya. When the ladies of Mathura saw Krishna, they were fainting and thinking, we just saw Krishna for a moment and he's so inconceivably beautiful. What do the Brajagopis do? They get to see Krishna all the time. That's their immediate thought. We had a glimpse. What are they? Who are they? What do they do that they're always seeing Krishna? And those Brajagopis saying, sometimes we wish we could be cowherd boys. Then we can go in the daytime in the forest with Krishna. Now we have to wait. But anyway, so as beautiful as Krishna is, how can you improve on that? What if you were to combine Krishna, the 64 Krishna, and the 25 of Radharani into one? That's also inconceivable. So Rupa Goswami says, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Maduro Jvala Tanur Yatinam Utangshas Tarani Karabidyoti Basana Hiranyanam Lakshmi Bhavana Biva Vangangi Kavucha Satche Tanya Kame Punar Apidushor Yashati Vidam. He's thinking, these are Rupa eyes, saying, with these eyes, that only Rupa Goswami, you know, I saw the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Will I ever see that again? How beautiful is he? Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madura Ojvala Tunur. Saying the sweet beauty and sweetness of the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity concentrated as one. When we say Mahaprabhu was golden avatar and radiant, there he says, Vidyoti Vasana, Jati Namu Tankshas Tarani Vidyoti Vasana, that it would make his sannyas vase glow with a golden color. So he is golden, but then the garments would also glow. And Guru Maharaj says, Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varana Vivavang Angika Rucha. Guru Maharaj said, not like this ordinary gold, but like good, the good gold. And if you ever seen the good gold, the pure 24 karat gold, and if you break it, because it gets, when you have a, it actually, no matter how shiny it is, little dull, but if you break it, or cut it and you look in there, you'll see what is gold. It's amazing when you see that flash, coruscating flash of golden luster ray. With Srila Guru Maharaj, in the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, Svarna Koti Darpa Nava Dehu Varna Gauravam. Saying like 10 million brilliant mirrors made out of gold. That's the golden radiance of Mahaprabhu. Padma Parijata Ganda Banditanga Sauravam. With the aroma of a lotus flower and Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram. Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. Koti Kami Murchi Tangri. He says, 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. That's how it's described. That you can't put in a painting or a picture, with all due respect. It's the picture is painted by Rupa Goswami and Srila Guru Maharaj. And some idea comes to us. Garga Sangita, we're told, variously described, the meeting at Siddhasram, Kurukshetra, Krishna, inhabitants of Dwarka, Radharani and Brajagopis from Vrindavan. And there it's mentioned, at that meeting, the queens of Dwarka, and first we have to understand, who are they? You know, we hear in the Charitamritam, there's the Lakshmigan, the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, who are inconceivably beautiful. The Mahishigan, the queens of Dwarka, then the Gopigan of Vrindavan. This is the gradation of whom Srimati Radharani is the chief. Pradhan Gopika. Anyway, so those queens of Dwarka, who are inconceivably beautiful, they've been hearing so much about Vrindavan, Krishna's hometown. And particularly one gopi, Radharani, and they're thinking, because they can see the other queens are so beautiful, they know they're beautiful, and they're observing the beauty and characteristics of the other Dwarka queens. But they're wondering, how beautiful could she actually be? Because we know something. I mean, marginally more beautiful than we are, or, you know, what is so special? So we're told those queens are very eager to have a glimpse of the beauty of Srimati Radharani. And that in itself tells us something. How rare. I mean, the queens of Dwarka, they're eager to have a glimpse. So when they come, we're told Radharani is carried by the Braj of Gopis on a palanquin. And when the queens of Dwarka see her beauty, they faint. Right? She is that beautiful. The queens of Dwarka are unable to maintain consciousness. So through this type of description, it's given rather than directly. When some devotees wanted to have Krishna Balaram deities and Subal Sridham. They're asking from Guru Maharaj, how should Subal be shown? And he said, ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna. And they were thinking, yes, but how should he appear? He said, ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna. That's what would distinguish him and his group. But as they pressed, but how, what should be his gesture, posture? And Guru Maharaj said, nah, and the artist can decide that. Again, it's an artist's representation of what they've seen in this world of blue, or hear the description, like the monsoon rain cloud, mix those colors to try and produce that according to your ability. And Krishna has a threefold bending form. He has lotus eyes and smiles like this. And like, it's all right. But that's not Krishna proper, substantially. Guru Maharaj said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave some interesting advice with regard to chanting japa, because we could say as neophytes, we thought, there's a picture of Krishna, look at the picture of Krishna and take your mala, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Maybe it'll start to move. See the heartbeat or the eyes blink or something, you know. And Saraswati Thakur said, not to look at a picture when you're chanting japa. He said, because our senses are like vultures, and they will turn what they their objects into vulture food. Quite intense, shocking. He's saying, not to do that. But rather, save on mukata, with the current of service. Guru Maharaj makes this interesting point with regard to the song in the Sharanagati of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that says, what is it? Hridaya Bolite. It's saying that under the influence of Krishna Nam, as heard from Guru and Vaishnav, that the it will spread its influence on the heart, and the heart will express Krishna Nam. Not the inverse. The thing I go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I listen to that sound and it influences my heart. You say, no, to the degree that your heart has been influenced, the sound will be infused with spiritual quality or character. And Guru Maharaj would reference the Bhagavatam saying, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam. Here, Vaikuntha means spiritual. Does it have the quality or characteristic of spiritual sound? And what does that mean? What is descending from that plane into this plane? We're descending into the heart of the devotee. Guru Maharaj would say, when Mahaprabhu goes, he said, when we go before Jagannath, sometimes we may see an awkward figure. Mm-hmm. When Mahaprabhu goes before Jagannath, tears are streaming from his eyes like the Ganga. And incidentally, he sings Shyama Sundara Krishna. Jagannath is Dwaraka Krishna. He's under the influence of the heart and halo of Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita. He sees Shyama Sundara Krishna. Back to Yung Sham Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam. So, still, it can also, it's sometimes even deity form, not to disregard or disrespect, but not to see literally, just as we do not see the deity literally. Hear the holy name literally. Nothing literally, meaning in an external way. But it's shall be internal culture. Yes.
Dhananjaya Dhananjaya Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahadidi from Rome saying that we are thinking of you just now and bank wish fulfilled. We are seeing and listening you live. Dandavats.
Hare Krishna Jai Dhananjaya Prabhu Ki Jai Chaitanya Mahadidi Ki Jai. They're in Rome. When in Rome, do as Dhananjaya and Chaitanya Mahadevi do.
And there is a question from Harani Dharendra Prabhu.
Guru Maharaj. Harani Dharendra?
Guru Maharaj seems to give us the ultimate form of positive thinking. Although the exalted souls may have sadness, it is transcendental, but what should the conditioned souls do about negative thinking, bad mood, act? What was Guru Maharaj's advice?
Yes, well, I mean, just to deal with this, and I'm speaking in a particular context, I will rather express it this way. That what Guru Maharaj gives us is, he shows us the beauty of negative thinking. Positive thinking, so-called, is most often associated with humanism and New Age thing, you know. Be positive, that kind of idea, creative visualization. Right? That if you think positive, you'll get some positive outcome. That's not actually Guru Maharaj's way. Guru Maharaj revealed to us the beauty of negative thinking. Right? And in this way, I will define what is negative. He is saying that humility he equates with negativity, saying Vaishnavism is the culture of negativity. And again, I'm distinguishing this from the popular idea of negative and positive and being depressed and beating up your... I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Guru Maharaj's way of expressing... He's saying negativity means the awareness, the realization, the perception of the proximity of greatness. When you realize you're in the proximity of greatness, then automatically deep sense of beautiful negativity descends in the heart, which he describes as humility. Gives examples. You're standing on the shore of the ocean. You feel yourself small. He means to tell us that humility is not a posturing. Okay? You look at the stars. Now we have the Hubble telescope and many other ways. We see how vast is the universe. And then you think, oh, and the Earth, trillion, trillion stars, this one little planet, and we live there. And I saw it on Google Maps. It's so tiny. And we're so tiny. I feel so humble. That's what he calls negativity. And when I was in... where's Malini from? Her city? In Siberia?
Novosibirsk?
Yes. Novosibirsk. Right. I was there, and when it was very cold, it was like January, like minus 30 or something, and I'd look out the window and see all this snow and ice, very beautiful, like Svetadvip. Everything's white. The trees are white, everything's white. Svetadvip. And I thought, yeah, the superconductors of negativity. That the superconductor, briefly described, I'm not a scientist, that if you take a ceramic and bring it to absolute zero, like what it's like minus 350, something like that. It's a lot more than minus 30. Well, you know, 10 times. Anyway, minus 350 degrees is approximately absolute zero. They say, if you can bring the ceramic to that temperature, absolute zero, it will achieve a state of superconductivity on account of zero resistance to current. So they become superconductors. So lest people misunderstand what is being said here, the whole, you know, don't beat yourself up, saying we're not talking about that. But this proximity, awareness of the proximity of greatness, as Kaviraj Goswami, all the Vaishnavas, the Avesh, Shaktavesh of Krishna, as we said the other day on Prabhupada's appearance day, he wholly emptied himself of any other desire than the order of his guru. Then he was filled with divine current. He became a superconductor. That's the culture of negativity. Right? He had zero resistance. We always have some resistance to the suggestion of Sri Guru in various ways. It's just there. We have to deal with it. We're trying. But in the case of Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj is pointing out, he wholly emptied himself of any desire other than the desire to fulfill the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in other words, he achieved the absolute zero negativity of humility. And what was the outcome? He became a superconductor of divine power, a Shaktavesh avatar. So this is not the culture of this type of negativity does not result in, you know, low self-esteem. Jive Swarupai Krishnaranitidas, to be the eternal servant of Krishna, as Saraswati Thakur, that stands for the dignity of the human race. So if we're going to be depressed about anything, it should be about this world and our prospect in this world. Right? Krishna says, Janma Mrityu Juravyadi Dukadoshanudarshanam. What's the darshan, the philosophical take, the perspective of this world of birth, death, old age, and disease? Anityam Asukam Lokam. It's not that it's Asukam means full of misery, because we think, well, we have AC, mosquito repellent, a water filter, you know, we're dealing with it. Saying, yeah, you can create ways to deal with the miseries of material existence, but it's also anitya. It's temporary. So even if you work it out, you have to leave here. You can't remain here permanently. Say, no, we can extend your life through science and technology. But, you know, like Hiranyakashipu with his insurance policy, there's always something you didn't count on when you're dealing with, you know, Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham, Krishna, who, if in no other way at last he's realized that as death. So anitya, it's temporary, you can't remain here permanently. So we need, in this sense, well, it's like Freud, when they asked him, they said, what is the purpose of your psychotherapy, psychoanalysis? Remember, psyche means the soul, actually. Your psychoanalysis. Is it to take someone who's suffering from neuroses and make them happy? And he said, no. He said, the purpose of psychotherapy is to convert neurotic suffering into ordinary suffering. So in that sense, is at least being honest. No, to convert neurotic suffering into just ordinary suffering. So that's depressing enough, right? Out, out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow. A poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard from no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. That's Shakespeare. That's entertainment. That's the situation. He's saying, like, realizing this makes me very depressed. Then we should use that and say, yeah, then how about using that depression of diminishing expectations, of finding fulfillment in the mundane world as a springboard to spiritual practice and spiritual culture? Because however depressing the world and the world situation might be, you have the ability to Shrotavyas Kirtitavyascha Smartavyas Chechtadhabhayam. Follow Sukadeva's advice to Parikit, which is the advice for everyone. Right? Hear about, chant about Krishna, his name, form, qualities, pastimes. Tavakatamritam taptajivanam kaviberiditam kalmasha apaham. Sravanamangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite buridajana. You have to believe these things. The Braja Gopis are saying, when you talk about Krishna, that put the end to your suffering. I mean, do we believe that or not? Or are we willing to try it? The Braja Gopis are saying, this is what works. This is the only thing that works. You say, no, but they're suffering from separation from Krishna. That's never... No, they're saying, the root cause of all suffering, bhayam dityo binibeshi tatsyat ishad apetasi vipara yoshmiti, is forgetfulness of Krishna. So remembrance of Krishna is the cure. I mean, this is our... The proposal of Krishna culture is that suffering arises from forgetfulness of Krishna. The cure, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, suffering the separation or suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, jare tape troy, the threefold miseries of material existence, saying, talking about Krishna is the cure for this. It's the cure for depression. Sravanamangalam. And hearing about it is just, Srimad, the hearing, it introduces so much auspiciousness into your life. The heart is filled with wealth. This is their advice. It's Sukadeva's advice to Parikit Maharaj and to everyone. The Braja Gopi's advice. Jari Dako Tari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Mahaprabhu's order. Everyone. Saraswati Thakur. Harikatat Durvika. The only really, truly depressing thing is the shortage of Krishna Katha in this world. Cure is Krishna Katha. So Guru Maharaj is all about the culture of negativity, that it's a beautiful thing. Right? Feeling oneself in want, in need, hunger, all of these things is Guru Maharaj's type of negativity. And what do? They attract the, Krishna's the positive, they attract the positive Krishna, negative culture. When they're walking on the sea in Puri, and the man says, so we hear by Sharanagati, by becoming Sharanagata, a surrendered soul, you can get Krishna. Is that true? And they say, yes. And the man said, there's the ocean. I'm ready to die. Tell me to jump in the ocean. I'd jump in the ocean. And the devotees are like, and Guru Maharaj said, that is the opposite of Sharanagati, that type of bravado. Said an actual Sharanagata, surrendered devotee will think, I'm unqualified, I'm hopeless, I'm helpless. That puts them, that is different than depression. That puts them in a position of to receive grace. I am in need. I am in want. We should not be... This is not a sign of weakness or temerity, but it requires some... It's a courageous step to acknowledge this. I am flawed. I am weak, hopeless. Gurudev once said, two things we know for sure, that we are fallen and that Krishna is merciful to the fallen. Put it very simply. These two things we know. We are fallen and Krishna is merciful to the fallen, so we're in a good position to receive some mercy. So we have to put the spiritual theory to the test. Doinya Atmani Vedan Gopti Tvayabharam. Why does Bhaktivinoda here start with Doinya? It means, I mean, it's rendered variously, but you can say it's hopeless, desperate. When Gurudev describes Srila Prabhupada as a desperate man, some of his disciples, they didn't understand that it was a compliment. They thought it was something he was saying. Desperate, he's saying that sort of desperation, like how beautiful it was. It took him to a place of utter, total shelter at the lotus feet of his Gurudev, that sort of desperation. So doinya, a candid assessment of like, not only can I not help others, I can't even help myself. And I'm in this world that is threatening me, my existence, in one way or another at every moment. So what does doinya lead to? Atmani Veda. Then I should offer myself to Krishna. Gopi Tvayabharam. Give me shelter. So it's okay to be depressed about the world and the world situation, but then we must do something about it, which means recognize the hopelessness of our own situation, and that should take us to the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. But admittedly, we're in the neophyte stage, so we're wandering in and out and need to be reminded from time to time. As soon as things start to go a little well materially, we slacken on the spiritual side. Things get bad materially, we start going back to the spiritual. Vipadakshantutakshatsvatatvatatra-jagadguru-bhavato-darshanam-yatsyad-apunar-bhava-darshanam. Kunti Devi, she's so exalted. She says, reflecting on her own life, family situation, thinking when things are going well, there's a tendency to forget about Krishna and Krishna consciousness. You think, but when I find myself in adverse circumstances, then my remembrance and my need to remember Krishna, my remembrance of Krishna become very intense. And you say, bhavato darshanam yatsat, and by then that brings your darshan, which is how we started. He's saying, what does that do? Apunar bhava darshanam. Apunar. Bhavato darshanam yatsad. Apunar bhava darshanam. And by seeing you in that remembrance, bhava darshanam means the world, that painful vision is finished, replaced by remembrance of you. Same thing. Here, Brajagopis, Mahaprabhu, everywhere. Prana ache jar se hetu prachar. One who has got life preaches. One who preaches gets life. Tell someone about Krishna. one devotee, Gopavrindapal, he used to have a program for preaching at colleges and universities, or put up a table, the Changing Bodies exhibit, to start up conversations about Atmagyan and Bhagavad Gita. But he had these buttons printed up for the devotees, and it said, "Ask me about Krishna." Oh, that was a beautiful thing. Ask me about Krishna. Hari Horaye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Horaye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raguna. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raguna. Chai go chai kori charana bandan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhishta puran. Chai go chai jarmui tarodan. Sabara padarinu mora panchagran. Tandara charana sevi bhakta saneva. Janame janame mon ehi avila. Chai go chai jabe braje koilo van. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash. Anande bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Vapade majai aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Harinam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamoda. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Parivraja, Kachar, Jasa, Tarasata, Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti, Sundar, Govindadeva, Goswami Maharaj, Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti, Rakak, Sri Radev, Goswami Maharaj, Ki Jai. Bhagavan, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta, Sarasvati, Thakur, Ki Jai. Jai, Saparikar, Sri Sri Guru, Guranga, Gandharva, Govinda, Sundar, Ju, Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj, Govardhan, Ki Jai. Sri Rupa, Nuga, Guru, Varga, Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda ki jai, Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gau Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavandam ki jai, Navadeeptam ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat ki jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan ki jai, Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi ki jai, Om Vishnupad Vishvavaranya Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Vrinda ki jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Vidut Maharaj ki jai. Seva Vrinda ki jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Go Premanande.
Jai Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sutir Goswami Maharaj ki jai.